All right, so with Valentine's Day over, it's time for us to, well, attack some of the songs that don't really say love the way we want it to. On the phone with us is Tom Reynolds, author of Touch Me, I'm Sick, the 52 creepiest love songs you've ever heard. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
All right, so what's your top 10?
Well, I don't want to give the top 10, from 10 to 1, because that'd be like Casey Kasem in hell. But I'd say some of the top contenders are, there's the wonderful Captain Tennille's Muskrat Love, which is about two muskrats getting it on.
Well, that's romantic. You know, speaking of this kind of stuff, you know what really has always creeped me out? That song, Thank Heaven for Little Girls?
Yes, that's in the book, too. That's in the movie Gigi. And it's more disturbing now than it was 50 years ago when it first came out, because I guess back then it was totally, you know, fine for a 70-year-old Frenchman to be sitting in the middle of a park surrounded by 10-year-old girls. Well, like singing to them, you know, the subtext was kind of missing from everyone back then, but you watch it now, and it's like, ew.
Yeah, it has a nice Chris Hansen Dateline feel to it. How about something like Afternoon Delight? Creepy or just annoying?
Well, that song that uses a punchline in every TV show now. They always put it on as a way of getting a laugh or to annoy people, but if you really listen to the lyrics of that song, it's not merely annoying, it's also very creepy. It's always about, you've got some bait I want to start nibbling on, and it's like, ew, you know? And then when you add the whole 70s vibe to it, you just know how much cocaine you were taking back then.
Now, I'm not sure what category to put Paul Anka's Having My Baby in.
Yes, You're Having My Baby, which I was telling people, and this is absolutely true, I literally couldn't find it. Like, Amazon doesn't sell it. And, you know, like a lot in Napster, you know, it's like I needed to download the song so I could listen to it again. Couldn't find it. So obviously people don't even want to make money on it. They're like, we're not going to sell this song. It's that bad.
Now, in classic rock, we don't have a lot of creepy, but when you think about it, The Police's Every Breath You Take.
Oh, yeah, that's by The Police. That's the one everyone could think of. What makes it that much more creepy, you know, it's about a stalker, but people play it at their weddings. It's a very popular song that's played at weddings, and I don't know, you know, how ignorant you have to be to play that song at your wedding, but people do, even though it's about a guy who's stalking his ex-wife. It's really strange. People just don't pay attention to lyrics, and there's a lot of these songs are hits. But if you really look at the lyrics, I mean, like, John Mayer's Your Body is a Wonderland. You know, he's talking about, you know, one pair of candy lips and your bubblegum tongue. It's like, what, is your tongue stuck in the bottom of your shoe? What is this? It's a very unctuous, syrupy song.
The book is Touch Me, I'm Sick, the 52 creepiest love songs you've ever heard. Tom Reynolds is our guest. Thanks for being with us, Tom.
Thanks for having me on.